sophomore six. They made it to state at Prairie Village Friday and Saturday. All six, the two singles players and the two doubles teams qualified. And we have one of the representatives from the doubles team that finished third, and sophomore Houston Frank. And how are you doing this evening?
Good.
All right. Well, congratulations. That's not an easy task, and I know you faced a lot of those opponents this year, had some good wins, had some tough loss along the way, but, you know, you're into state there, so that's got to be a pretty exciting feeling.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And, you know, what really drove you and Aiden together to get going to qualify for state?
Well, Aiden was my partner last year, but this year it's Sage.
Sage. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
And, I mean, we kind of just played really well together and just figured we weren't going to lose to some people, but we ended up losing to Colby at regionals, so.
Okay. Well, and I apologize for Sage because I was thinking that, you know, you and Aiden were still together again because you've been together last year, and but things changed. So, you and Sage. But talk about your guys' chemistry because you guys, you know, had a tough go of it for a while there in that match against Trigo for third place. All of a sudden, after a little time out there, you got things clicking and guys kind of never looked back.
Yeah, I mean, that was our fifth time playing those guys, and we had already beat them four times. So we just figured that there's no way we're losing to them this time.
All right, but, you come back and get a third-place finish there and set you up there for state and new experience. So what are you expecting to get out of state this year?
I mean, just try and win all the matches I can.
All right, and, that's got to be pretty cool. Is it going to be weird going from far west to far east in Kansas?
Yeah.
and it's got to be fun to be a part of this as well and have five other teammates go with you. And that doesn't happen too often. And what's really rare is it's all the same. You guys are all the same grade. Have you guys all kind of been together for a while and think, you know, we could make a tennis run like this? Or is this just something unusual?
I mean, last year was all our first year playing, mm-hmm. and, I mean, everybody kind of came out together, just our grade, so.
And what are some things that you've done this year that's really helped you out here to get ready for state and prepare you for the success that you've had?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, good coaches.
Yeah. That always helps. But that's made you a lot better, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the competition of practice, sometimes do you find it maybe tougher in practice than in a meet?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's definitely a lot harder at practice than it is at the meets.
All right. Well, congratulations on qualifying for state. Have fun there, and good luck to you coming up.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Houston Frank joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here in Scott City. And now we'll talk to Coach Corbin Jansen. I should back up and say Regional Coach of the Year, Corbin
yes.
Jansen. Yeah, congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I get some congrats on that. And all that means is I haven't been in the game long enough for people to dislike me yet, and my team played pretty well too.
Oh, you've been an ally, so I guess that's good, right?
That's right. Popularity
well,
contest.
Yeah, there you go. No, but it was well earned. When you guys qualified all six players that you had at the regional, the state, and I think it's only the second time Scott City's done that, and that's pretty amazing in its own right.
Yeah, really happy. We knew we had a chance to get everybody in, and especially for that two doubles team, it was going to depend on their draw. Mm-hmm. And even Dylan, you know, he knew he had a chance of getting the 4 or 5 seed, and he was able to hold his own, and the other guys did what was expected of them at number ones, and a great couple days of tennis for us.
Yeah, it was kind of a contrast to 2 days of playing as well. That Thursday, a little cooler. It had a little bit of a rain delay. And then Friday, pretty nice day. The wind would kind of come up at times. So, but that's good, I guess, preparation for maybe what you're going to see at state.
Yeah, you know, maybe we can get some wind in Kansas City, and that'll play to our favor because we're certainly used to that this season. This week's been good practice for us along with that Friday where it got a little warm because I think it is going to be, you know, low 80s, but high humidity in Kansas City on Friday, at least.
What was really cool about it is you had all your singles champion there, Avery Knoll there, and it was kind of unfortunate him and Dylan had to play in the semifinals, but that's kind of the way it goes there. But Dylan had a good match in that third and fourth, just fell a little short, finished fourth to a senior. And then you had your doubles teams. You mentioned we talked to one of those reps, Houston Frank there. They ended up finishing third and really had a strong finish to the day. But your other doubles team, they had to rally late there to have an opportunity to get the state, and they closed that out with about the best spot to put an ace down at the end.
Yeah, that was a great way to end that match. He was pretty hyped after seeing that ball go right in the corner. And, you know, it may have been the first ace of the game even, and he got it when it counted.
That's all right. I mean, it was so good. Even, like, the opponent's like, yep, that's an ace.
And yeah, yeah, he kind of was a little dumbfounded there. And yeah. Great way to go out and to have a trip to Kansas City on the line and
yeah.
to capitalize on it. That was great.
Well, as you look ahead here to tomorrow, Friday and Saturday you guys play, but you're going to make the journey tomorrow. So you're going to kind of go along the way and practice on the way to Kansas City?
Yep, we've got a stop along the way at KU's new facilities.
Oh, cool.
And great opportunity to, you know, it's not on campus, but at mm-hmm. that Rock Chalk Park there, and see some high-level D1 tennis players. Hopefully they'll be out practicing and we can catch some of that as well. And then, you know, hopefully have some fun on Thursday night before we go to business on Friday and Saturday.
You know, it's unusual. Quite a young group this year. Just all sophomores. I call it the sophomore six because that's
like that.
That's what they are, yeah. And, you know, as much the success they had for only playing 2 years of tennis, this is – the sky is still the limit for this group.
Yeah, we talked yesterday at practice. We're one of only two teams to qualify six this year and definitely the only one that's got six sophomores going. So, you know – I wouldn't say we're the favorite going into state by any means, but we, if nothing else, we've got six guys that are going to gain some valuable experience for the next 2 years going forward.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that here, and it should be a fun one there. Friday and Saturday in Prairie Village there, Kansas City, 3-2-1A state tennis regional champions joining us here and starting off here with Coach Corbin Jansen. Great season. Thanks for everything this year. Good luck and have fun as well.
Yeah, thank you, Adam.